Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in. Or good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, whatever time of the day it is for you. My name is Sharon Harrison. My brand is called Elevate Higher. And so I want to say to all of you all that decided to join my podcast channel, thank you so much. And I really encourage you, if you know anyone else in leadership, whether they're in the military, whether they're in ministry, or just another business owner or something of that nature, if they're holding any type of leadership position, or they want to better themselves as a woman or even as a man, please feel free to let them know about this channel so they can join as well and get the information. So I wanted to announce this evening, my time, that my book, 12 Wings of Successful Business Leadership, is out. So my title is called 12 Wings of Successful Business Leadership, and it's for military leaders, marketplace professionals, and ministry-minded women who desire to soar and cultivate global impact, influence, and income. In this book, I talk about the 12 most important relationships that every successful leader must have. Leaders, you must be a people type of person. Great leaders love people. This is whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, especially introverts. You need to be more relational with people. The more you're able to get along with different people and different personalities, the greater your sphere of influence will become. During the Air Force, you may have heard in my other broadcasts, and if you haven't, please go back and listen. But I led 150 airmen. Actually, I led over 150 airmen within 21 years. Excuse me, not 120 years. Within the past 21 years, I had the pleasure of leading 150 airmen. And if you cannot imagine, that was like leading 150 different personalities. No two airmen were the same. Every airman, I had to treat them differently. So every time I interact with a different airman, it developed in me different parts of different ways of being able to relate to people. So in this book, when I began to think about it back in September 2016, I sat and I thought about it. And I remember I was praying and asking God. I was like, God, what can I give to leaders? If I was to sum up some of the biggest things that I learned in the military, what is the most important aspect of leadership? And then he had me to look up the word leadership. He had me to write down the definitions. And from there, I went through a synonym or a thesaurus. I think it was a thesaurus. I began to look up words that end with ship. So first I started with leadership. And then the Lord began to show me 12 different types of relationships that leaders need to have. Just from looking up words that ends with ship. And so from there, I began to see that these were relational skills that I had to use in my own career. The thing about this book that I love is that for every ship that I wrote down in this book, there was a facet of my life that I had to walk through, even as I went through that particular type of relationship. So this is what I mean. In my book has 12 wings. So instead of chapters, it's 12 wings. And with each wing is a word that ends with ship. So the first one we have is relationship. The second one we have is mentorship. The third is craftsmanship. The fourth is followership. The fifth is stewardship. The sixth is friendships. The seventh is ownership. The eighth is helmsmanship. The ninth is shipwrecks. The tenth is fellowship. The 11th is kinship. And the 12th is worship. In this book, I truly believe that these are the most important relationships that you must have in order to be a truly successful leader. During my time in the Air Force, the Lord blessed me to win 13 awards for outstanding achievement. I was even number one in Global Space Command, the number one sergeant in Global Space Command. And that was only because of God's grace, number one, and because I had great leaders around me and I had great troops that I led. It was all because of that. That's how I was able to win all those great awards. But I had to be a person that liked people. I had to be a person that was able to be flexible by being able to interact with different people and have different kinds of relationships with people. In my book, I hit very strongly about the importance of mentorship. I also hit very strongly about worship, because I truly believe that if it was not for my relationship with Jesus Christ, I would not have made it. I know if it was not for my relationship with Jesus Christ, there was no way I would have won those awards. It was through His mercy and the things that He taught me that I was able to win those awards. It was only to His glory. One thing I would say is that leaders, you must be people who love people. And you must first love your people. And if you don't love your people, it will be very hard for them to want to follow you. People follow people who love them. People follow people who care about them. With all the airmen that I've had in my life, my last 5 years in leadership in the Air Force, I spent it solving problems. I spent it sitting down listening to my people. I spent it in meetings. I spent a lot of time in meetings and counselings, sitting down one-on-ones with my folks, helping them solve problems. All of that was relational. All of that, I had to learn how to deal with different kinds of people. I had to learn how to develop good relationships for myself so that when I'm not at work, I will have an outlet for me. I had to seek out mentorship. I went to Bible study. I did all the things that I needed to do in order for me to be a well-rounded leader. Many times leaders, we try to be lone rangers, and that is the worst kind of leader to be. You need a team. The more successful your team is, the more successful you are as a leader. Show me a leader that's great, and you'll be able to show me a great team. Your team make you great leaders. And if the better you are able to communicate and cast a vision forward so they'll understand it, the more they will be on board with you. One of the things I love to do, I love motivational speaking. I love to build people up, and I especially love motivating leaders, especially lady leaders. I especially love doing that because we deal with a lot. I'm sure every leader deals with a whole bunch of things, but we ladies, you know, ladies, we have these emotional things that we go through as well. So many times we need some encouragement. Many times we need an ear to hear us. Many times we're fighting against being ostracized because of our gender. Other times we find ourselves feeling like we're alone and by ourselves because our vision is so big and our vision is so great. But I'm telling you right now that God has need of women. God has need of men. God has need of good leaders. God has need of leaders who have integrity. In the Air Force, we had three core values, and that was integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all we do. Those three core values will go with me for the rest of my life. It was always integrity first. When you have a spirit of integrity, you're honest, you're transparent, you're the same at work, when you're leaving, and even when you're leaving work, you're the same person. It's very important that you be truthful and honest. And it's very important that you make truthful and honest decisions. You never want to be a deceitful kind of leader. You never want to be a leader that your people cannot trust. You build trust by building true and genuine relationships. In the Air Force, I had what was called wingmen. My wingmen were women and men, mainly ladies, because I hung out with a lot of ladies, but mainly women. But my wingmen were my fellow, how can I say, they were like my tribe. They were the ones that I went to get built up. They were the ones that I went to lunch with, and I was able to be Sharon. I didn't have to be Master Sergeant Johnson. I was just myself. And those were my most valued times. I value my wingmen. And in the Air Force, this is what I love. They teach us about camaraderie. They taught us to lean and depend on our wingmen. I want to encourage you leaders to build your tribe. I have some leadership courses that are coming out, and these leadership courses are going to really, really help you to go to the next level. It's going to be called 12 Wings Academy. That's going to be the name of my school. My school opens up in September. And in my school, it's going to be a 90-day program. And in this program, I'm going to really break down what it takes to be a leader of greatness. I'm going to also talk to you about self-care, how to be able to take care of yourself. I'm going to talk to you about how to counsel effectively. I'm going to teach you how to set up your team so your brand or your business or your ministry can flow in order. I'm going to give you all kind of different techniques that I've learned in 21 years that will help with anyone. See, people are people. whether they're in the military or out of the military, people are people. So the more you're able as a leader to adjust yourself, the more you're able to become flexible in your techniques, the more successful that you become. I truly believe that the muscle of any leader is strengthened when they're able to deal with different kinds of people. If everybody is like you, how else will you grow? I grew the most through the troops that gave me the hardest time. I grew the most through the difficult troops. I grew the most when I had those airmen that, oh my God, that ran me nuts. I grew the most. I grew the most when I had the hardest supervisors. I grew the most. I learned the most through the hardest supervisors. I learned how not to be. I learned how to talk to people. I learned through my own mistakes. I was not always perfect, but I learned through my own mistakes. And in my book, 12 Wings of Successful Business Leadership, I talk about me. I talk about my successes. I talk about my failures. I put in this book a whole lot of information that will really help you. You're going to get 21 years of leadership experience, not just in this one book, because I have another book that's coming out, and that book is going to be called How to Lead in a Skirt, and that's coming out next, within the next coming weeks. And so I really want to break down leadership, because a lot of people in this, there's people in this country that are looking for people to lead them. There's businesses out there that need good women leaders. There are young ladies out there that need mentors. So also, even as a part of my 12 Wings Academy, I'm going to have a mentorship program, and I'm going to really delve down and really break down the importance of being a truly good and effective mentor. And you know, how am I going to teach it? I'm going to teach you through the things I've been through. I'm going to teach you by the bad mentors I've had, and I'm going to also teach you through the good ones. And that's how it's going to be. And it's going to really, really help you. It's going to really help you get an edge on it. But again, I encourage you to buy my book, because it's really going to help you. If you know of any, if you have a girlfriend, or if you have a female pastor, a female minister, or you just know of another young lady, this person, this could even be for someone that's about to graduate from school. This is something very important, that if they want to be leaders, they need to have good relationships. In this book, I start off in the introduction chapter, and this is my close. I talked about don't go down with the ships. I talked about Captain Hernan Cortez. I talked about how he saw a country of Mexico, and he saw, this was way back before Mexico became, you know, what it is now. But when before Mexico was even discovered by anyone, there were some people there. There were some tribes there, and the tribes there, there was a lot of gold and a lot of silver, a whole lot of riches in the country at that time. So Captain Hernan Cortez was from Spain. So he got in his boat. He took over a couple hundred sailors. He took about 11 to 12 boats, and he went down to Mexico. And what he did is, as soon as he got to Mexico, he told his people to burn their ships. So he had them, he got there with 12 ships. He had them to burn all but one. And the reason why he kept the one ship was because he wanted to send back the Royal Fifth to the King of Spain. He told his men, he said, if we're going to go back, we're going to go back in ships that the tribes built for them. We're not going back to Spain empty-handed. We're not going back to Spain unless the tribesmen build a ship for us, or unless we go back dead. He gave his people no option. He said, if you want to stay with me, then we can go ahead and conquer this. We can go ahead and conquer this country of Mexico and take over. But if not, he was going to kill them. So he said to all his people, he said, well, you're going to either go with me or you're going to die. Some chose to stay, some chose not to. But Captain Hernan Cortez gave himself and his people no options. He said, we either go forward and fight or we die. Many people question Hernan Cortez, his methods of leadership, but I commend him. The reason why is because he gave himself and his men no option. He knew that the tribes that were there in Mexico, they weren't civilized, as we will call it. He knew that it was possible that a lot of them, all of them could die, but he gave himself no option. I'm sure he was afraid. I'm sure that probably in the back of his mind, he's probably like, what the heck am I doing? Why am I burning my ships? But he had to stay strong in spite of whatever he was feeling, in spite of what his men were feeling. Imagine how they felt. They probably like, why are we following this guy? This guy is crazy. We should have stayed in Spain. But they followed him anyway, and he was victorious. And he was richer than his wildest dream. Him and all his men end up being richer than their wildest dream. So leaders, I ask you tonight, what ships are you holding on to? What ships do you need to burn? Is it the ships of fear? Is it the ship of anxiety? Is it the ship of insecurity? Is it the ship of procrastination? What ship are you holding on to just in case things doesn't go right? Are you burning all your extra options? Are you going for what you know? Are you launching that business? Are you starting that business plan? Are you going back to school? What are you doing? Are you moving forward? Are you giving yourself no options to quit? So I encourage you tonight, don't go down with the ships. Don't go down with the ships. Burn your ships, but don't go down with them. So tonight, I hope this helped you in any way. I hope that this was really a blessing in your life. Again, go over to and purchase your book, your hard copy book, and that's bit.ly/12wingsleader. And once again, my 12 Wings Leadership Academy will be opening up in September. I will be having an enrollment process put together for that. And also, I just want to let you all know, too, that I have some classes that will be coming out prior to them. But if you would like to join my mailing list, please go to bit.ly/12wingsleader. That's bit.ly/12wingsleader. And every week I will be sending out emails to you to keep you encouraged. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I hope you all have a great evening. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.